Put a few minutes on. Either way?
No.
So let's begin, huh? Let's begin. I don't want.
No.
For yourself. We've been talking about the sugya of Hashpah. Emesis is a very, very, very big Indian. And hopefully we'll be able to get together every 2 weeks or so, and we'll be able to go into different levels of depth into understanding as much as possible, as much as we can, pnimius of this Indian of Hashpah. That's what I want to talk about. But all of this is a bit, so far, the past couple of weeks is a bit teres hakdama on a very simple level. To prepare us for entering more into the pnimius of the Indian of Hashpah. I said from the very beginning that my strong point for sure is not practical stuff. I'm not good at that at all. And I'm blessed with wonderful people in my life who help me with those things. So I don't know if any practical help I could be for any of you in any way. But to try to understand the Indian on a deeper level, and for each person to come to his own conclusions, and I'm sure that you can do that much better than me. We've been talking about the hanhaga of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. Most of you were here the past few times. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, since they were the first two manhigim that we have, it means it's the shurish of all hanhaga, and all hashpah comes to us primarily from Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. All the manhigim that Klal Yisrael had afterwards, the Nevi'im, Shoftim, etc., etc., all of the manhigim that we had afterwards were either dominant Moshe recessive Aaron or dominant Aaron recessive Moshe. The ideal, as we spoke about at the end last time, was a healthy fusion of those two worlds. We learned that the Inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu is the bechina of the love of a father. I'm just reviewing for a minute. The love of a father, which typically, we're only talking about typically, there are yotzim haklal, but typically the love of a father is is the love of im b'chukai saiteleichu. I'm just reminding you what we spoke about. Im b'chukai saiteleichu, meaning that there's conditional love. The love of the father, the relationship of a father and a child is very much tied together with the success or lack of success of the child. And Moshe Rabbeinu's hanhaga was hanhaga of a father. Yikayv hadin esahar. Yikayv hadin esahar is Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron, on the other hand, Aaron HaKohen, we spoke about as being the unconditional love of the mother. And the hanhaga of Aaron HaKohen, levarchus am Yisrael b'yahav. At the very end last time we spoke about, is there a seder when it comes to Ahav? Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron both loved us, and were mashpia, taira, and kedusha to us. Is there a seder to Ahav? And at the very end last time, we learned that, of course, the simple pshat is that Aaron's love for us preceded the love of Moshe Rabbeinu. Besides that, Aaron was older. Moshe ben Shmonim Shana, Aaron ben Sholosh Shmonim Shana, Bedabram El Paro. Aaron was with us all of those years while Moshe Rabbeinu was away from us. And we were cared for by Aaron HaKohen during those years before Moshe Rabbeinu made his appearance in our lives. So there's a seder to Ahav. The Chokrim agree, not that we need their consent or their agreement, but it's understood that this truth of the Torah is the truth that Hashem has woven into the fabric of creation. That if the ahava of the mother, if the powerful all-encompassing love of the mother is not a very clear presence in the child's life, then the ahava of the father will most likely not accomplish what it needs to accomplish. If the child does not feel at the base of his or her existence, at the very core of his existence, the ahavas ha'ein, then whatever love the father will show the child later on to try to somehow make up for that, and to try to compensate, and to try to be mashpi in his own way, will be handicapped. It will be handicapped, there's no question. Again, in the future we're going to learn all these things in Chassidus, in Pnimius HaTorah, to understand and to see the Makaris in Chassidus. And this is a truth that Hashem Yisbarach made in the world. The sheresh of any hatzlach in Hashpa, which many of you want to be mashpiim, either Rabbanim or Rebbeim, all of you, I hope, are planning and hoping with God's help, and some of you are already fathers in Mitzvah Hashem, to be mashpiim. The sheresh of any hatzlacha in Hashpa, the sheresh of any hatzlacha in Hashpa, is the degree that the mushpa, the one who you're trying to be mashpia, is 100% confident in the unconditional love of the mashpia. So, that's the klal gadol of Hashpa. V'idach zil gmar, as parents and as teachers and as rabbanim. Again, the sheresh of any hatzlacha in Hashpa is dependent upon to what degree does the mushpa, the student, the balabas, the talmud, the child, to what degree does the mushpa, the one who you're trying to be mashpia, to what degree does that individual feel the absolute, unconditional, non-negotiable love of Aaron HaKohen coming from the mashpia? Anybody that says something other than that, it's not the Amita Shotayr. You can say all kinds of drushes and svaras. That's the Amita Shatayr, which we'll see again the Makaris inside the Mitzvah Shem. That's the Amita Shatayr. The Mishnah's Beferish Mishnah, in the first parak of Avos, Hillel Oymer, Hevi Mitamidav Shal Aaron, Oyev Shalom and so on, Oyev Es Habriyos Umekarvan Latayr. Oyev Es Habriyos Umekarvan Latayr. He loves Es Habriyos. The Tanya is Medayik in the word Briyos, that even Jews who are not Choshev Jews, that the best thing you could say about them is that they exist. It's a funny thing to call a person a Briya. Imagine if you would be dating a girl and you'd say, I want to marry you, and she says, why? So you'd say, well, you really exist. That's not much of a compliment, yeah? So Tanya says, when it says, Oyevas HaBriya, it means a Jew who's not so easy to love this person. The best thing you could say about him is a Briya. He lives. Oyevas HaBriya. So Tanya, over there in Lamed Beis, that Tanya talks about Ahavas Yisrael, that's Paraglam and Beis, which is the lave of Tanya. Ahavas Yisrael, Oyeves Abrius. The Mishnah says about Aaron Kohen, Oyeves Abrius, even those Jews who are Briois Ba'alma. Briois Ba'alma. So there's a very simple and elegant diyuk by Svi Yehuda Kook Zechon Levav on the Mishnah. A very simple diyuk. And you're going to see this diyuk of Svi Yehuda coming back to haunt you throughout your lives, because I've felt that all the time. Rav Tzvi Yehuda's Medayik, it does not say by Aaron, Oyevus Abrius al Minas Lakarvan Latira. Listen carefully. It says, Oyevus Abrius al Makarvan Latira. He loves all Jews, al Makarvan Latira. It doesn't say, Oyevus Abrius al Minas Lakarvan Latira. Now the Mishnah knows how to use the word al Minas, those words. They're not uncommon in the Lashon of the Tanoim. But Rav Tzvi Yehuda says, it says, Oyevus Abrius al Makarvan Latira. What's the difference between Oyevus Abrius al Minas Lakarvan Latira? Oyevus Abrius Lakarvan Latira? Umakarvan Latira? So Rav Tzvi Yehuda says that the love that Aaron HaKohen had for other Jews, he says, was a love that was completely poshut, simple, tamimistic, pure. There was no condition at all that was attached to his love. There was no asterisk next to his love. There was no expectation of anything in return. Not even spiritual return. Not even spiritual. What does that mean? So Rav Tzvi Yehuda says, that when a person wants to be mashpia in another Jew, and the other Jew senses that there's an ulterior motive. Now, there are many levels of shalai lashma. There can be many, many levels of shalai lashma. There can be many ulterior motives in a person's life that drives him to do something which is terrific. Whatever he's doing is great. I have met many, many people over the years who expressed to me how much resentment they had when they felt that they were somebody else's project. Or they were somebody else's kiruv project. That the reason that they were inviting over, that they were invited over for Shabbos was because this person is trying to put together a resume for how many people he was makarv, because he's got some rich balabas that wants to see taklis. I'm giving $1 million to this organization. I want to see at least every year, 150 Shomer Shabbos Jews coming out from this. Three or four with payas. The rest don't have to have payas. One or two men to go to the mikveh. Otherwise, mostly a normal, healthy group, 70, 80 people Shomer Shabbos, a couple of cooks sprinkled in just to make it interesting. And I'm giving $1 million. I want to see tachlis. Business people, they're not chachmas. They're not chachmas. That's how these places work. They might not say it in such a crude way, but that's, sometimes they even do. But that's tachlis. Some board or something makes you into a rabbi. They knighted you a rabbi of somewhere. So, tachlis, what do we have over here? We want to see 500 members, a growth of membership. We want to see people, more people that tallis over the head, more people that tallis off the head. We want to see a lot of shiurim. We want to see a high-level shiurim. We want to see programming. And the programming, I wish that was a camp, but now they have a shul also. Programming. Lots of programming. We have the Lag BaOmer ping pong tournament with Torah and lunch and ping pong and chess and a little poker on the side and a shiur on the evil of gambling with all the shittas of the Rishonim, which you're able to recite by heart. And this is what they're paying for. The board made you into the rabbi. They want to see. And they want to see the people. Everybody's happily married in the congregation. All the children are on the derech. Nobody's off the derech. Everybody's got their shirt tucked in. A machai. That's what they're paying you for. So they have an ulterior motive for hiring the rabbi. It's a holy ulterior motive. We're all masking. They want Jews to be happy and good and to be frugal. To have shiurim, it's nice. The people that hire you if it's a kiruv thing, they have an ulterior motive. It's a ruchnistic ulterior motive. They want more people. They want more Jews to be frugal. Why do they want more Jews to be frugal? Maybe they think Mashiach will come that way. I don't know. But they have an ulterior motive. It's a ruchnistik, a heilige ulterior motive. But it's an ulterior motive. It's not lishma. It's not lishma. They want to see results. Sometimes a person stays in Meleches HaKadosh. Let's say you want to be a Rav. I've had this conversation with people. And someone will say he wants to be a Rav. I say, why do you want to be a Rav? So I'll get an answer very typically. I shouldn't say typically. Very often I'll get an answer that will be, this way I could stay in learning. So first of all, that's altogether a dimyan. If you want to stay in learning, you should choose a different profession. But I want to stay in learning is the reason why you want to be a Rav. Or why do you want to be a Rabbi or a Shishiva? What do you mean? Akash, this way I could stay in learning. Now, staying in learning is a very noble ideal. It's a very wonderful ideal. If that's the pure ideal that you have, then you should stay in learning and find a kollel that is willing to pay for that and stay in learning. Or have somebody else support your ideal, which is a beautiful ideal, to stay in learning. But if the reason that you're becoming a Rav is to stay in learning, or the reason that you're becoming a Rebbe in Yeshiva is so you could stay in learning, and the people who are going to be brought to you by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem Yisbarach wants you to be a mashpia on these Jews, mekarvan l'tayra, even if it's a ruchnis dike cheshman, it's still called al menas l'karvan. Reb Tzvi Yehuda says the Mishnah means the following: having me talmidim shel Aaron, oyev asabriyos u'mekarvan l'tayra. There's only one way to be mekarv Jews to Torah that's real, that's lasting, that's permanent, and that's if you love the Jews that Hashem brings to you without any cheshman at all. It's not because you want to stay in learning. If you're able to stay in learning more, instead of being an accountant or a doctor or something or a lawyer, and you like that, that's a side thing. But the underlying shayrish, again, of the hatzlocha of a mashpia, there's one shayrish. Oyev es abriyos. How are you going to be makarv these people? If you're oyev es abriyos, or makarv on the Torah. Aaron HaKohen never went to any courses on Kiruv. Not that we know of. He never went to any courses. He never went to any training. He never had any field work or anything like that in being makarv Jews. And yet he was fabulously successful. Fabulously successful. What's the secret of his success? So if he asked him, what's the secret of success? He had this tactic, he had that tactic. The Mishnah says, Oyev es abriyos or makarv on the Torah. It wasn't almanas lekarv. He didn't make a cheshbon. This person's not from. I'm going to be makarv of him. That wasn't his cheshbon. He had one cheshbon. There was no cheshbon. The cheshbon was, I love Jews. If you love Jews, I know people that if you would study their strategies, their tactics when it comes to teaching Torah, either as a Rav or as a Rebbe or as somebody in Kiruv, you would say that based upon what you're looking at, this is going to be the biggest lo yutzlach in the world. I have a very dear friend of mine, I will never say his name after what I just said, a very, very dear friend of mine who is one of the most successful people in Kiruv in the world. Is the least likely person to succeed in such an union. There was a Jew that spent a significant portion of life, he needs never a Rafun Yeshua, Meir Shuster, you know, from the Kaisel. He used to hang around the Kaisel, and he was Makarv. Thousands of people. This guy, Meir Shuster, he's very sick. This Meir Shuster was Makarv, thousands of people. If you would meet Meir Shuster, you would say, he's got none of the qualifications to be Matzalichim. You'd be making a huge mistake. He had one qualification, Meir Shuster. He couldn't talk to people. It was hard for him to talk. He's so shy. He's not like Mr. He wasn't a communicator. So how was he successful? So you'd say he had none of the qualifications? He didn't have the qualifications. But he had one qualification. He was a Talmud of Aaron HaKohen. Having me Talmud of Shal Aaron, Oyev es abriyos, I never saw such an Ahavis Yisrael as Meir Shuster. Merdek Ahavis Yisrael. His Ahavas Yisrael was without boundaries, without end. He didn't make fancy speeches. He wasn't a speaker of a chlal. We go over to somebody and how he was able to finagle them to coming for Shabbos. Ad Hayom, it's not clear. I'm sure there are going to be things written about this in the future. How he got somehow people to, like, people that were totally, totally far, far, far removed from any interest in Yiddishkeit, how he got them to end up Shabbos in some from home and get 2 weeks later in yeshiva. If you would meet Meir Shuster, you would say that this guy has none of the qualifications. And you'd say he has to go to some fancy seminary that's going to teach him how to be in Kiruv. He was the most successful person, could be one of the most successful people of the generation. One of the most successful people of the generation. Totally not charismatic. Totally not charismatic. But he was a Talmud of Aaron HaKohen. Having me Talmid of Shal Aaron, unmatched. Talmid of Shal Aaron. That's exactly what Rav Tzvi Yehuda is saying. Having me Talmid of Shal Aaron, umakarv on the Torah. If you're a Talmud of Aaron, then whoever comes into your Dalet Amos, if that person who's in your Dalet Amos feels that you love them, if they feel the unconditional love of Aaron, a kind of a mother, that it's not so that I could be matzliach by being makar of this person, or I can get this person to be some big lamdan, and they're going to say he's a Talmud of so-and-so, because he's a big lamdan, and his Rebbe must be a bigger lamdan than him, that's his Talmud. If there's any almanas in the formula, then the hashpah is not hashpah without slav. It can look like it's matzliach. It could have some temporary slav, but pnimis is not matzliach. And I was saying before that I've met many people that have felt resentment when they saw themselves as being somebody else's Kiruv project or somebody else's experiment in Chinuch or in Rabbanis. There's a tremendous feeling of resentment. Therefore, there can't be any almanas when it comes to Makarv and Torah. There's no almanas. Lamashal, let's say you have a person. Imagine you have a person that hates animals. He hates animals. Can't stand animals. I mean, he doesn't mind seeing him in a picture or something, but he doesn't like any personal shaychus. He hates animals. It happens that he needs a job, this guy. It happens that two blocks from his house there's a zoo. Guy's applied to a million places, sent his resume for a million jobs, can't get a job. His wife's going to throw him out of the house. He doesn't have any parnasa. He's got to pay for kids to go to yeshiva. He hates animals. His wife says, look, you got to get a job. There was a sign outside the zoo that said that they're hiring. So I want you to go to the zoo. The guy says, I hate animals. She says, I don't care if you like them or you hate them. We need a parnasa. So the guy gets a job. The guy gets a job, and he's working in the zoo. It's a parnasa, it's a job. It's close to the house, and the salary is good. And he could be very much Leah. You know, the animals don't have to have any special feelings for him, you know. And it's better if he doesn't have such a close connection to them. He could be much Leah. But could it be such a thing that a Jew, that his wife says to him, what do you want to do? We need a panos. He says, I think I want to be a Rav. Why do you want to be a Rav? I want to stay and learn. I want to give high level shiur because I'm a smart guy. I'm a smart guy. I have a lot of notes that I collected over the years. And there are a lot of interesting svarim that say all kinds of interesting inyanim, and I could say it over and they'll never know that I copied it from that sefer either. And I want to say over a fancy shiur, and I want to stay in learning because I love Torah. Okay, I want to stay in learning. I love Torah. It'd be much better to do something else for a living. Maybe the zoo's still hiring. It'd be much better. Because if your inyan is not that you're meshuggah in love with Jews, if you don't love Jews, then you got the wrong job. The truth is that parents are not qualified at that, but there was always a natural love that a parent had for a child, depending on that. But that a person should have a natural love for balabatim, which could oftentimes be very difficult and contentious and hard, like Moshe Rabbeinu had with Eilam. Lots of aggravation. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen had with Eilam. So, I know it sounds a little bit simplistic, and it might even sound a little bit silly, but unless the underlying shirish of your decision to be a mashpia is a Ahavas Yisrael, the chances are very likely that it's better that you don't do it. It's better not to do it. Because if there's an almanas, and it's not al Taharas HaKadosh, okay, it still might be better than some other guy. You could probably make more money doing something else. And you could probably end up giving a nice shiur, you know, in shul to some balabatim. The rabbi will give you a chance to say some shiur so you could feel good about saying a shiur. But to be a mashpia, it can't be in such a way. It can't be in such a way. Now, there's a Torah that you have in front of you. We're going to have to rush through it. Do it in a few minutes. I don't know how to cheshek to share this with you. It comes from the Beis Medrash of one of the great Mukabolim of this past generation, Rav Ashlag, Shusig and Elena, who was a big tzaddik. I'm not particularly close to the Derech HaLimud of Rav Ashlag, but one of his Talmidim wrote this Sefer B'Magleis Hashana, which brings some of Rav Ashlag's Torahs. It's a Talmud of Rav Ashlag's son that brings the Torahs down in a very simple way. In a very clear way. And I happen to remember there was a Torah that I saw last year, Asar B'Tavis. That's not get to what we're doing. So let's look at it quickly. You see where the arrow is? It says, Vehine Kan. What's that void of Asar B'Tavis? It's a funny day. It's the beginning of the Quranius, the Abu Dram brings down, the Beis Yosef brings down the Abu Dram, that even if it would come out on Shabbos, it would be Deicha Shabbos. Strange thing, no? It can't come out on Shabbos. But if it would be on Shabbos, because it says, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, so the Beis Yosef says, Minayin LeZeh, where did you get such a thing? If it come out on Shabbos. So there's a piece from Reb Chaim in the stencils, the Reb Chaim says that maybe it has a din of a Tanis Cholom. Tanis Cholom is Deicha Shabbos. Why is that so? Because a Tanis Cholom was a Tanis Cholom. So all of Golis is a Cholim. The beginning of that Cholim, the beginning of that bad dream was Asar B'Tavis. That was the beginning of the Peronis. Tanis Cholim. It's a hard day to understand. What's the avoid of Asar B'Tavis? When you come to Dubish of Asar B'Tavis, Bo Melech Bovel, V'heichel Asa Matzor El Yerushalayim. That's of course when Melech Bovel came and the siege of Yerushalayim began. was the beginning of Golus. Bavel miloshen bilbul. The Sfarim will tell us that Bavel is a loshen of bilbul, of confusion. Melech Bavel means Melech HaBilbul. There's a presence in our life, in life, that's called Melech Bavel. Melech Bavel means the king of bilbul, the Yetzirah. Is one of the names of the Yetzirah is Melech Bavel. Melech HaBilbul, the king of confusion. How things can be reversed. It's unbelievable. How things can be... This is Korach of Melech HaBilbul. Like it says in Pasuk, that could say the Or is Choshech and the Choshech is Or. There's a Melech of Bilbul in the world. In the world. Inside of us, there's a Melech HaBilbul. HaBilbul Hukashu Harad Nidmil Atayv Etzel Adam. What's Bilbul? Bilbul is when you get everything the wrong way. It's when Ra, like the Navi says, when Ra, when what's Ra, looks like it's Tayv. The Ra, the bed, looks good. Va'Tayv Nidmil Ra. And what's good looks like it's bed. That comes from the Melech HaBilbul. To make such a Bilbul? Now this is the big inyan of the Rav Ashlag. Al manas lahashpia and al manas lakachas lakabel. That's all of Rav Ashlag's Torah is revolving around this nakuda. So he says, what is his kasha nidmul adam? What's billable kasha nidmul adam shatayvul alachas lamalis tayvus yitzarim shaloi? When a person actually thinks that the best thing is to satisfy himself. Himself, that's the best thing, is to satisfy himself. It doesn't mean necessarily the disgusting part of himself. It could even be the chashuva part of himself. Saying over a shiur. Kashenid meladim shatoyv b'shvilo yeh imu yase b'shvil atzmai. This is the biggest bilbul in the world. When you think that the tachlis of your life and the best thing for you is when it's just for you, when everything is about you. Yesh Adam Shiraitz Alasis Career means a career. If a person who wants to build a career, Yesh Adam Shiraitz Alisbar Kesef, nothing wrong with having a career. Somebody else wants to gather a lot of money, accumulate money. Yesh Adam Shiraitz Alisbar Mada Besechel Vichachma. Another person wants to gather a lot of Seichel, a lot of information, a lot of intelligence, a lot of Chachma. Kol Zman Shiz Anasal Ta'elis Adam Atzmai. As long as the tachlis of that is just for yourself. The to'elus ha'adam atzmai. It's al menas lekabel. Oz b'menachem shel Yerushalayim is a davar ra. In light of what Yerushalayim is the kedush inside of us. We're trying to build Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is besieged with all kinds of silliness and smallness. In light of Yerushalayim, that's a davar ra. Al menas lekabel, al menas for yourself, that's davar ra. That's bid. In the world of tumah is always about getting for yourself. Tumah is always about zich, the self, always. Ukshabo Melech Bavel, therefore, when Melech Bavel comes, the Hainu, Shlita Shel HaBilbul, Melech Bavel came and took hold of Yerushalayim on the Servatavis. Melech Bavel means, the Hainu, Shlita Shel HaBilbul, that when this bilbul, when this perversion, when this inversion, when this confusion of toiv and ra, of losseis, of lashpia and lekabel, when this takes hold of your life, of Yerushalayim, of your neshama, zui shlitas atoma. That's called shlitas atoma. Shlitas umas ha'olam means the nations of the world have taken over, because the nations of the world are all about getting for themselves, having. Only a yid's existence is lashpia, to do for others. Oz hakol mishapich etzel adam, then everything becomes reversed. Pis oim niruloi shu yuchal lehenes mechaim, this guy thinks that he was put into this world to get pleasure out of life. Again, pleasure could be all different kinds of pleasure. It could be disgusting pleasures, it could also be very, very beautiful spiritual pleasures. That his whole tachlis life is to enjoy learning. That's the whole tachlis of his life. Not that there's anything wrong with enjoying learning, it's davening nezah zakdom. Of course, it's a big thing to enjoy learning. It's a chashuva thing. But the tachlis of lishma, the highest level of lishma, is not how much pleasure you get from this. You think that the main thing is to worry about yourself. And when it comes to doing something for somebody else, It doesn't have a good taste. It's missing a tam. You feel like you got to get away from that. Because people think they'll take advantage of you. They're taking advantage of you. The guf talks in such a way. The guf, everything about the guf is just amanas lekabel. The guf is only, all the guf wants is to get. And that's the language of the guf. If you're going to give too much tzedakah, or tidduk l'shen, you're going to worry about somebody else, they're going to take advantage of you. You have to get far away from this. Somehow over the years, Melech Bovel took hold of your life, besieged Yerushalayim, and the toiv becomes ra, and the ra becomes toiv. To give to others becomes not a good thing. And to take only for yourself becomes the ultimate toiv of your life. To turn away from the other. You go away from giving and from chesed. From humbling yourself before the Creator, from listening to the tzaddikim, listening to chachamim, you go away from that. Until ultimately the whole Yerushalayim is destroyed. Everything's broken down. And you become a selfish, self-centered person. It could be even a selfish, self-centered mashpia. That might be what does it for you. Unfortunately, I've had the horrible, horrible, tragic responsibility over the years to deal with situations where there were individuals, this happens very often to young ladies, where they're taken advantage of by mashpia. This has happened, unfortunately, many times, where teachers take advantage of their students. Hashem Yirachim. It's the biggest avil in the world. The students trust their teacher. And the teacher ends up taking advantage of the student. This is, I don't want to say it's ma'asim b'chol yom, but it's not rare that children are being taken advantage of. Everybody knows that they never do such a thing. There are other ways to take advantage of students. What do you get out of this student? How much cover do you get? How much oinig does it give you? The extreme of that is, God forbid, to mamash take advantage. Zendikur Melech Bavel. That's called Melech Bavel. Ha'adam nichnas lemin bilbul. A person gets stuck in a certain kind of a bilbul. Va'kol mishapich beinav. To take is good and to give is bad. Ha'kedusha nearest beinav lamata. Kedusha begins to see, he begins to see kedusha as something which is not so chashuv. Va'tumah nearest beinav lamayla. And tumas, because tumas is about taking. Tumas starts to look better and better. Zen nivchan shemelech bavel. Some b'matzor as Yerushalayim. This is the deeper meaning in Ruchnias. Of the matzor of Yerushalayim. What does it mean? Matzok u'matzor. The word matzor, the siege, is from what lashon? What does it mean matzor? Tzar. Tzar means a very, very narrow place. Claimer. Machnis es Yerushalayim shebenefesh ha'adam lamatzav shoskirus, skiru v'tzorus. It means to close a Jew up into a place of narrowness and smallness. Moichin de katnus, selfishness. That's the meaning of when Yerushalayim is besieged. Sarvus ha'ayim. Hamitzius o Yerushalayim ha'amitis. The true Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim dikdusha. Himitzius rechavu psuch. The mitzius of being of openness, of giving. Prozos teshi of Yerushalayim. At the end of time, Yerushalayim is not going to have walls anymore. It's going to be open, but it's going to be holy. Kashe odom horlech b'derach shel ahavas azulas v'shel rotzon l'hashpia. When a Jew lives in the way of what? Ahavas azulas, Aaron. Oyevus abriyas. And rotzon l'hashpia, not to get, rotzon l'hashpia, or loma pasuach, then he lives in a world that's open. Hu pasuach l'anoshim, he's open to other people. L'shmoes mitzikosem, he's open to hear the tzaris lo aleinu that other people have. You know, you want to be a rav, you know we can hear from other people so much tzaris. You're a rabbi where people share tzaris. You're open to hearing about it. Lazulhem, and you want to help them. Hu zorem im ha'anoshim. He flows with people. He's with people, like Aaron HaKohen. Everybody loved Aaron HaKohen. He flowed with everybody. Im HaBriya, with all of creation. Aval kishodam oitzer rak l'man atzmai, but if a Jew lives l'man atzmai, even if it's a ruchnistic thing, but it's l'man atzmai, l'man hayitzorim v'atay v'shaloi, hu mistagir u'mitztamsein b'soich atzmo, then he becomes small and closed within himself. Zen nikru matzor, that's called matzor. Miloshen tzoris ayin v'tzoris lev. Hashlita azu shel habilbul. This is called the shlita, the control, being under the control of Melech Bavel. This bilbul between lahashpia and lekabel. Machnisas adam l'toich tzoris ayin v'tzoris lev. Machnisas Yerushalayim l'toich matzor. Yerushalayim is besieged. V'zut chilas achorban. That's the beginning of the chorban. That's when you begin to feel burnt out. And that's when the rabbi starts to look about other ways that he can make $1 million. It's not happening in shul. It's not happening. Or where he can get more covered, etc., etc. Ki bizman she'adam nichnas l'toich matzor kazer, because when a Jew comes into this kind of a matzor, who lo yochel l'shtachrer mimenu, he doesn't know how to get out of the siege of Yerushalayim. V'sof she'adava kol ha'yofi ha'eloki she Yerushalayim. In the end, all of the beauty of Yerushalayim, yoreh l'timyon v'ovid, is lost. He doesn't see Jews anymore as being beautiful. He doesn't see Ruchnius as being beautiful. He's tired of teaching Torah. He's tired of being a rabbi. He's tired of this whole business. He sees it as being a big pain in the neck. It's not beautiful to him. Because the Oyev HaSabrius is not there. He doesn't see it. HaKol Nisraf. The whole Yerushalayim gets burnt. Beis HaMikdash Shebesoich Yerushalayim Shumokim HaKadosh Nisraf. It's burnt. Beis HaMikdash inside of you gets burnt. People use the expression, I'm burnt out. I'm burnt out. V'chashivas ha'shchinim estalakis. V'zehu inyinas finish shchinto ba'afar. This is the deeper meaning in Ruchnius of the shchina being in the dirt. Shchinto ba'afar, which is golos. Kol ha'chashivas al kedusha nelamis. The whole chashivas of being mashpia and of kedusha becomes lost. It's in the dirt. Ma she'odim tzorach luchi eschaim shal nesina. She'lodun es chaver l'kav schuz sh'lachno l'boyre sh'kabol sh'omachul shamayim. Kol zeniris be'enev dovet tefel. Shein by tam, he sees it like dirt, has no taste. Giving to other Jews, being machmi yourself to Hashem, judging other people, lekav schus, a life of doing and a life of giving, of being mashpia, to this person it's shchinta ba'afar, the shchin is in the dirt, has no taste like the offer. Like the snake that ate the offer. Zanivchim sha shchinim batas ba'afar. Vinyan sha'am yisol goylim admasam. And that's what it means when a goylim admasam, that began, the process began in the Sarbatavis. Mashmusu shakalav yitzayinus v'yisraelim shabadim ne'alam. All the Ritzonis, Eretz Yisrael is where we belong. Eretz Yisrael, Reb Nosson says, means right. Reb Nosson Breslov is Yartzeit, as I saw it, means Reitze Ani Li Yis Yisraeli. Eretz Yisrael means I want to be a Jew. Reitze Li Yis Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael. All of that becomes lost to you. You go into Golus Eretz Yisrael. You don't want it anymore. Kol Ritzonis Yisraelim Shabbat Nelom Nimtzayim Shlita Shalom Yisraelim. You live a life of Golus. Even though you can live in the old city, but you live a life of Golus. What does it mean? Golim Adamosam. Adam is Meloshan Adam LeElyon, like Ramban brings down. Adam LeElyon. Adam means to be like Hashem, to be a Jew. What's Hashem? Hashem is the biggest mashpia. Olam Chesed Yibon. The whole meaning of Kadosh Baruch Hu is to be mashpia. Harotzon Shel Adam LeIdamus LeElyon. The meaning is Mahu Rachum Afat Rachum. Just like Hashem is Rachum Afat Rachum. Nikra Admis Yisrael. Al Yisrael Golim Admosam Ach Meshlitas Melech Bavel. When Melech Bavel takes over, then you get lost from that world of Adam LeElyon, of Admosam. We fast to remember the mistakes of the past. The mistakes of the past, they exist now as well. If any of you had also the misfortune of following what was happening the last elections with the Rabbonis in Eretz Yisrael, what was going on in these different municipalities, Do you think they were trying to take over corporations or something on Wall Street? The kind of ugliness and infighting and money things and that goes on with the whole institution of the Rabbanis Nights as well. It's not a Yerushalayim, it's not a Churban, it's not a Sarbatavis. Vatikun hu be'emeslis anus v'litzayik l'barish yishachar yisodim ha'amotza ha'zesh ha'melech bovel. A Sarbatavis, you have to beg Hashem to take us out of the siege of Yerushalayim, out of Melech Bovel, the king of Bilbul, Bechdei Shanuchel, Hakim, Yerushalayim, in order we should be able to be'emis, be mashpin of the Jews, and lift up the Yerushalayim, lift up the Beis HaMikdash, that Jews should be able to feel the or, the klilas yoifi, of what it means to be a Jew, that Shem Torah misses, not that it should be shchinta ba'afar, that Yiddishkeit has no tam. If the Rebbe loves the kid, then the kid feels that Yiddishkeit has a tam. If the Rav loves his people, then they feel that Yiddishkeit has a tam. If the parents love the kid, then Yishkeit is a tam. Life with Aaron HaKohen is fun, is exciting, is lebedik, there's lots of learning, and it's geshmak. If it's without Aaron HaKohen, even if it's strong, just Moshe Rabbeinu, Yikar B'nei Zohar, then and it's shchinta ba'afara. Moshe Rabbeinu never brought a stage to sell. Remember, we love Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not messing with Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't bring the stage to sell. Aaron HaKohen. What about Aaron HaKohen? Did Aaron HaKohen get burnt out? No, Aaron HaKohen burnt offerings on his back. He didn't get burnt out. Why couldn't it be that Aaron? Because it has to be Aaron and Moshe. Without together, it can't be. Now, why that is, and what's the penimis of that, and what's Yeshua, and so on, and all of this, we'll talk about in Mitzvah more. But the yesod of all hashpah is, Ayves Abriyas, and Makavim Latar, we should be zeichet to give that, and we should be zeichet to feel that, so we could be Elohim, who are able to help other Jews find the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to serve Hashem, in penimis, and be'emis. We should be zeichet to see it. Shkar. Huh?